British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he's still convinced that going to war against Iraq was justified. Mr. Blair is at the center of a political firestorm following allegations his government exaggerated the threat posed by Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction in order to justify the invasion. The question of whether the invasion of Iraq was justified has doggedly followed Mr. Blair across East Asia these past few days, and the question arose again when he visited Beijing's Tsinghua University on Tuesday. In reply to a question, Mr. Blair told students attacking Iraq was the right thing to do.
I believe no matter how difficult it was, that it was the right thing to do, that I took that decision because I thought it was right for my country and right for the wider world, and I still believe that it was. So we have to, in the end, as political leaders, stand by the decisions we make.
The U.S.-led coalition justified its attack in part by saying Iraq posed a serious threat to its neighbors and the world because President Saddam Hussein had developed or was trying to develop chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. Mr. Blair says experts are combing Iraq for evidence of the weapons programs, and he's confident such evidence will eventually be found. A member of the student audience in Beijing asked Mr. Blair about the apparent suicide of British weapons expert David Kelly. Mr. Kelly was the source of the controversial BBC News story, saying Mr. Blair's government had exaggerated Iraq's weapons capability to justify the attack. The Prime Minister expressed sorrow over the death and said an investigation will look into the matter. Mr. Kelly's death and the suggestion that pressure by Mr. Blair's government led Mr. Kelly to take his life led some members of Parliament to call for the Prime Minister's resignation. Criticism over the Iraq war is also hitting Australia's Prime Minister John Howard, a strong supporter of the invasion, who sent 2,000 Australian troops to join the coalition. A newspaper poll shows 67% of people questioned thought they'd been misled. Of the 1,200 Australians in the survey, about one-third said the deception was deliberate, while about the same number thought it was accidental. On Tuesday, Mr. Howard denied he misled the public about the justification for the invasion. He said he acted in good faith and did not manipulate intelligence assessments of the weapons threat from Iraq. In spite of the controversy, an opinion poll still shows Mr. Howard with a strong lead over his major political rivals. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.